This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Capstone's very own John Deering and Edelweiss Harrison talking about their upcoming webinar entitled 7 Strategic Questions to Ask Before Pursuing Mergers and Acquisitions. Very timely stuff here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and we're doing these a little bit live. We are live. What am I talking about? How can you be a little bit live? You're either live or you're not. In this case, we are live. So we are live with the fine folks from Capstone, and right next to me, we have Edelweiss Harrison from Capstone. Edelweiss, how are you?
Doing well, Mike. Great to see you.
Great to see you as well. And then right below us is Mr. John Deering from Capstone as well. John, how are you?
Doing well. I'm the representative from the East Coast today, I think. We got parts of the country covered here.
Let's talk about, you guys have a webinar coming up on December 16th at 10 a.m. Pacific time. That's this Thursday, John. Oh my gosh. And Edelweiss, are you guys ready for it? And you guys are ready for it. So we're going to be talking about it right here, right now. And it's entitled 7 Strategic Questions to Ask Before Pursuing Mergers and Acquisitions, and how timely this is. Oh my gosh. So Edelweiss, I'm going to start with you on this one. So before we get to some of the questions, what did these questions that you guys have come up with, what do they allow you to do, or a credit union in this case to do, kind of set them up to ensure everything goes a-okay, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I think one of the things that's we don't point it out, but there was an intentionality of making this the last webinar of the year. Part of it is that as we're going into a new year, we're wanting people to think strategically and big picture, right? So the M&A world that we live in, we're helping companies think strategically about growth. And if they're at point A, they want to get to point B. How much of point B can they achieve just through their organic growth? And if there's a shortfall, which there often is, then how much of that can be fulfilled through inorganic initiatives? And in our world, that means everything from, yes, a merger of a credit union, for example, a fintech investment. It can be strategic partnerships, joint ventures, minority investments, as well as full-blown acquisitions in the case of fintech. So there's a number of things that we're trying to just get folks thinking of big picture planning.
Indeed. John, anything to add?
No, I think part of the whole situation that we're seeing in the evolution of the credit union market is around, thinking creatively about how can you be there for your member at all stages of their life, right? How can you be there digitally all times of the day? And how can, as Edelweiss said, mergers and acquisitions potentially help you fill some of those voids, because you're not going to be able to home grow every last thing internally.
Right.
And in today's situation in the marketplace, not just in credit unions, but we work in a lot of different industries. We see it across medical, and we see it across all sorts of things like chemicals and food and credit unions alike, and certainly in the CUSO space, the challenge to get people on board and working toward a common objective and staying there is tough. So people are using M&A as a way to quickly, grab talent and pools of it quickly, right? To be able to work on an initiative to help fill those voids that Edelweiss said earlier that you may not be able to do organically.
Yeah, indeed. And my next question here is, before we get to the actual questions that you guys are going to pose in the webinar, how did you guys come up with these questions? Obviously, there was a lot of brainstorming going on, a lot of experience going on here, and probably a lot of talking to credit unions as well. So what was that process like in coming up with these 7 questions? John, I'll let you go first on this one.
Sure. Well, we've done work for over 26 years assisting organizations to prepare for proactive growth through M&A. So during our 3-step process, the first is really the foundational elements. So as you suggest, during our facilitated strategy dialogues with lots of clients over the years, some core themes came out of those, right? You know, what business, well, I won't get into the questions yet, but, you know, you want to have a strong foundation from which to leap off before you start embarking proactively upon acquisitions and mergers and investments in fintechs and the like. So it's come out, as you suggest, of experience and just lots and lots and lots of good dialogues with C-suite folks at credit unions, CUSOs, fintechs, and other types of organizations as well.
Lots of conversations, lots of information gathered over the years, got into this. So Edelweiss, I'm going to let you go first on the question. We're not going to cover all seven of them just for time's sake, but maybe Edelweiss, you can do two. John, you can do two, and then we'll leave it at that. And so Edelweiss, do you want to go first with one of the questions that kind of stands out for you?
Sure.
And then elaborate on it as well a little bit.
Yeah. So one of the questions is, what are your dreams? One of the things that's has been a internal saying at Capstone is that we help our clients fulfill their dreams. And a big part of it is actually being specific about what exactly is your, you know, big, hairy, audacious goal. What is it that you're trying to achieve? The clearer that you can be as a leader of an organization, and we're either dealing with, you know, credit union CEOs, the board, CUSO CEOs, what is it that you're trying to achieve? And if you have a compelling brand or vision, it's a lot clearer to be focused on what is going to be additive to achieving that goal versus what's going to be a distraction. So there are a lot of tools that you can use to pontificate on possibilities of the future and which directions you could go in. But rather than go after pet projects, it's having a more systematic and objective discussion about, well, this is our dream, this is our BHAG, and ABC opportunities really complement that. XYZ opportunities are really, they're much more, realistically, when we look at the data, we're really talking about distractions.
So
that just helps the conversation. So that's one aspect of benefit of being clear about your dreams. The other benefit is that we describe the process that we go in, and Capstone in particular focuses on organizations that are not for sale or not for merger. And what that means is they have not put their hand up in the marketplace to say, hey, pick me. Mm-hmm. That means you're approaching them because there's a strategic reason, which is part of our process of helping you be clear about why there's a fit.
Yeah.
But you're also needing to court them. So there's a process there of, if you can cast a compelling vision, your ability to excite the other party to come alongside and join your team, so to speak, or to come, you know, work together, is much more straightforward. The least compelling stories are don't really know where you're headed. You just kind of know M&A is the tool out there in the marketplace. We should probably be trying it too. Mm-hmm. That's less effective. It's not compelling. There's no grander vision of what it is that you're trying to achieve.
Gotcha.
The another question that we do look at is what's your risk tolerance?
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, think about individuals, right? On a personal level, some people are perfectly comfortable jumping off bridges, others not so much. And so that understanding what your risk tolerance is within the organizational context, so that means what percentage of the farm are you willing to bet? What is your, what's the level of diversity of thought within your leadership? You know, the type of aspects of how you make decisions. Does everyone have to be part of every major decision, or is it really the CEO that's a little bit of a I'll use the term cowboy, that, you know, wherever they're shooting, that's where everyone's going. Okay. So it's the risk tolerance is an aspect of culture that's very important when you're trying to consider evaluating bringing companies together. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I'll stop there, but those are a couple of the ones that I think are pretty interesting to.
Okay, yeah, they are interesting for sure. John, what are your two questions that stand out for you?
I would start with kind of the most difficult one. If I were to step back and think about history, talking to folks in the credit union industry, and that is, what business are you not in? And what we mean by that, and the challenge question there, is around what shouldn't you be in? What are you in now that makes no more sense?
Right,
and the whole theory there is that you can create a lot more energy and passion around opportunities for your team and your organization and the community, quite frankly, as well. If you focus on things that have a future, that are a little more cutting edge, perhaps, that mm-hmm. are absolutely going to be there for the next generation of the organization, and not have people banging their head against the wall and spinning their wheels, so to speak, and quote unquote, spending resources and mind share on things that don't make sense anymore. Mm-hmm. And what we find is those are very, very, very difficult conversations, especially in the credit union and any not-for-profit organization that we work with, quite frankly, associations as well fall in that general category because they don't, in general, like to get out of things because they're there for their constituency and their members, right? So mm-hmm. they don't want to walk away from anything. But what we find is it frees up the human resources and it frees up the dollar resources to go after other things. So yeah. That's one of my favorites. It's okay. More, a little more challenging for the groups typically.
Okay. Give us a second one real quick.
Sure. The other one is really about your core business. And what you're trying, back to Edelweiss's comment earlier, we have a tool called our Growth Cast that's in and around, you know, what's the gap you're trying to fill from where you are now to your objective. And really what we find is the number one way to increase your likelihood of success is be crystal clear and aligned on what you want to be doing mm-hmm. for your members, what you want to be doing digitally and technology related, what you want to be doing that allows you to thrive and survive in the future. So once you have that alignment up and down the organization and with your board, you really do increase your likelihood of success moving forward. But without it, you're really, you know, taken to use that cowboy analogy, you're using a shotgun to spray things around. Yeah. And you may not end up where you want to be. We're really big on laser focus, Mike.
Yeah, good to hear. Hey, last question for you guys, this one's for both of you. What's the one takeaway that you want people to take away from this webinar? Edelweiss, I'll let you go first.
John kind of briefly just touched on it, is focus is your friend, and actually spending the time to be very clear about what business problem you're trying to solve. I often use the analogy that if the only tool in your toolbox is a hammer, then every problem is going to be a nail, right? And so yeah. It's just like you need to be, if you're a carpenter, you're building something, you need to have a full set of tools and know which ones to use appropriately. And so thinking through what is the business problem and what's the appropriate tool for me to be using, these are some of the questions are intended to foster some dialogue and thought, and hopefully leaders will then take it back into their businesses and organizations and have those conversations.
Indeed, good stuff. John, what's one takeaway that you want folks to take back to their office and apply?
I think through the series of questions, you walk away with the concept of you must have a systematic process to succeed. Mm-hmm. It can't be willy-nilly and chasing everything, right? You really need to look yourself in the mirror and be honest about the situation and come out the other side, I think, with a better perspective and really, really come back to the word focus, Mike.
Yeah, I'm just, you just took the words right out of my mouth. That goes back to your focus comment for sure. All righty. Well, I'm going to let you guys get going. Again, we only covered four of the questions. There's still three more, but you have to attend the webinar to check out the other three questions and what and the meaning behind them as well. So it's really, really, again, this is such timely information, especially coming out of what we've been through the last year and a half. So the timing of this is spot on. So you guys are going to crush it on Thursday. Again, yeah, the webinar again, Thursday, December 16th, 10 a.m. Pacific, or adjust the time zone where you are. Because if I start saying out times, I'm going to get all the times wrong. So I'm just going to say 10 a.m. Pacific, adjust it to where you are in the country, and don't miss this one. And we'll have the link in the show notes as well so people can get right to it and go check it out. So Edelweiss, John, thank you so much for this information today. Very timely stuff again, and appreciate your time as well. This is great, great stuff, especially kind of the year end.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it. Good talking to you, and have a great, great holiday.
And you as well. Thank you, Edelweiss, and you as well. Thanks again. Appreciate it. And you guys be well, be safe. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.